Dubai Eye
103.8. 3 out of 4 parents here in the UAE, according to a new YouGov survey, feel that they get value for money when it comes to their school fees. Let's take that one step further. How much of your income goes to making sure your children are looked after? Are we better or worse off compared to other countries, including our own? Mohammed Suleiman has more.
Working mums and dads with full-time jobs have limited options when it comes to childcare. They can either put their children under the care of a nursery or hire a full-time nanny. According to Which School Advisor, nurseries can cost up to 15,000 dirhams per term for 45 hours of care per week. Meanwhile, a nanny's salary can cost up to 3,000 dirhams a month. How does this compare to other countries? Apparently in the UK, the cost of nursery has gone up 49% since 2008. That's 33% of a family's income. Compare that to Sweden, where childcare is only 4% of the family's income. In the UK, you will have to pay around 4,400 dirhams for 40 hours of childcare. In Sweden, it depends on your income. You could be paying nothing to just 560 dirhams. In the UAE, according to Which School Advisor, it ranges between 12,000 dirhams and 15,000 dirhams per term for 45 hours of childcare per week. Tell us about your experience sending your children to nursery. How much of an impact has it had on your budget? What percentage of your income goes into childcare? This is Mohammed Suleiman reporting from the ARN News Centre.
That was the ARN News Centre's reading of those figures. Let's get it here now from the team at Which School Advisor, joined by the early years editor, Jenny Mullen, joins us live on the line. Morning to you, Jenny.
Morning, Tom. Hi.
Thanks very much indeed for joining us, but thanks also for these figures and this research, which makes for a lot of interest at the moment. Childcare in the UAE. I mean, we heard there some of the comparisons at the moment. From where you guys sit at Which School Advisor, are we paying over the odds for childcare here?
I mean, we live in a society where education in general is expensive, for sure. What I haven't seen is these kind of increases that we're talking about in the UK. So, you know, hopefully we've been sort of protected from these massive hikes in the last 10 years or so. That would be terrifying. We did obviously start with, you know, a fairly high fee cost model 10 years ago. So, yes, you know, parents are paying a lot of money. But when people put the question to me about taking care of young children, I always sort of say, you know, have you looked after a toddler? Mm. It's labour intensive. People find it difficult to understand why schools might be at a comparable cost to nurseries. But, you know, taking care of very young children, there's all sorts of different things that go into it, including, you know, not least having more staff in a classroom.
In terms of portioning out one's income, it used to be that we almost sort of took it for granted that childcare was part and parcel of our lives, our lifestyle here in the UAE. Now that people are being more careful with regards to school fees and rents and other costs as well, is childcare becoming more prevalent as one of the costs that we need to account for each month?
I think definitely. I mean, if I look around just to my own social circle, everybody has two parents working in the family. It's not just here in the UAE. I think it's just globally. We just see more and more families where we have two parents needing to bring in an income. So, yeah, when you're looking ahead to being a parent and factoring in these sort of costs of raising a child, childcare certainly has to be one, I think.
And again, I mean, I know you touched on it already, but obviously it will always be part and parcel of the conversation. This comparison with other countries at the moment, you highlighted the UK, the spike there, and we heard from Mohammed a couple of comparisons there. In the broad scheme of things, how do you feel the UAE fares when compared to other countries in terms of childcare?
I mean, it's difficult to say, but I guess we are at the expensive end of normal, if that makes sense. I mean, there's still the figures that we quoted to you there. There still is, a wider range than those averages. You can get 45 hours of childcare over three terms for something like 20,000 dirhams a term. You know, there are a much broader range, and that's something that's happened across the education sector as there's more and more players coming on board. You know, in schools, there's loads of new schools. Well, equally, there's a lot of new nurseries, and that has opened up the playing field, and it has done, you know, it has made sure that we haven't seen huge fee increases.
Let's talk about the nurseries, if we can, for a moment, because we've seen schools being more malleable in recent times. We've seen them being able to listen more to parents' demands. There's been a few suggestions of stagnation of fees, freezing of fees, even a couple of instances of lowering of fees. Is that the same with the nurseries? And is that something we might be able to see in the future?
Yes, definitely. I think so. And actually, I would advise any parent who's looking at a nursery and perhaps is looking at it and thinking, that's the one I want, it works for my family and it works for my child, but the fees are somewhere over where I, you know, hope to be paying, go in and talk to them, because that scene has definitely changed. I've got an 8-year-old son, and when he was in nursery, I had to pay all of his nursery fees a term in advance. And now the same nursery accepts monthly payments. You know, there is a very different scene out there. So go away, talk to the nurseries. Often the headline fees that are advertised on their websites and in their publications, there is some movement on them. So it's a buyer's market at the moment.
And it used to be nurseries and schools were very separate, never the twain should meet. And now we're seeing a lot more schools with sort of nursery years and preschool years as well. Given that a lot of families here have more than one child as well, do you see that sort of that sibling element coming into play if people want to? We hear the word convenience so often, don't we, about drop-offs and pick-ups, etc. Is that something that nurseries and schools might take into account?
Yeah, I mean, look, you can now, in a lot of schools, you can now admit children from as young as 2 years and 8 months.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're ferrying around two or more children every day, it's a big deal and it's a big chunk of time out of your day. Mm. So certainly, you know, nurseries have been up against this themselves. They are losing their slightly older children to the schools because of these new rules. What I would always say to parents as an early years teacher myself, prior to working for Which School Advisor, is really do think about your child as an individual when you're thinking about where to put them. Convenience actually shouldn't be the number one factor. It should be what's right for your child. And in a lot of instances, with very young children, that will still be nursery.
Jenny, always lovely to catch up with you. Thanks so much indeed to you and all the team at Which School Advisor. And I'm pretty sure we'll speak again soon.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
Cheers, Jenny. Jenny Mullen there, Early Years Editor at Which School Advisor. You can find all of their findings and their figures on their website at the moment. So make sure you check it out, whichschooladvisor.com, to find out all the latest. Let's go to line two, where we can now chat with Mariana, who joins us live on the line. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Mariana.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Difficult one. And your text, I think, sums it up well, because I think a lot of people can relate to live-in home help, or certainly home help that is brought in during the day. But there are so many different terms, aren't there?
Yes, I always say, if you have, like my message said, if you have a toothache, would you go to a cardiologist?
Yeah.
Obviously not. So if you want someone to take care of your child, do you expect that person to have the same qualification as to cleaning a house? The obvious answer is no. Of course, financial situation and financial conditions come into the answering of that question. But let's be honest, you have to decide what is important to you as a family and what values you want to bring to your family and what kind of mother you want to be. This is what I was told when I was pregnant, and I think that stuck into my head. When you decide to bring a child to this world, you need to also decide, along with that, what kind of parent you want to be, what kind of parenting values you want to bring, and also what kind of expenses and how much money will this cost me. I think the times have really changed, and having a child is not as easy or straightforward as it was before, especially living in Dubai, where things can get a bit expensive. But I think it's important to have that separation clearly in our head, that this person who I am inviting to my house, what are her qualifications and what are my expectations of her? Honestly, if I expect her to give me a clean house, spotless house, I can't expect her to also raise my child 100% correctly as I would if I would be a stay-at-home mom. And I always, I mean, I should not use the term always, but I would say, in my opinion, that cleaning a house, it's much easier than raising a child, obviously. So that person that is brought into my house would opt to do the easiest option first, because a clean house is a clean house. I could always tell she did her job. Mm. But how can I tell what she's been doing with my child during the 8 hours that I'm not home? So, I'm going on.
No, it's fine. It makes sense.
I'm having a difficulty in Dubai with the term nanny. Is she your nanny, or is she a housekeeper, or is she, what is she doing, you know? And I always urge parents to have that clear distinction in their head. What is this person in my house doing to my child as well as to my house? And then let's just be honest about it. If she is raising purely a child, then she is a nanny. And I have some mothers telling me that some nannies, unfortunately, are closer to her children than she is, because she needs to work 8 or 10 hours a week, a day. But let's just have this open conversation and defy things the way they are.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you struck on something there, which I think is very rife at the moment, this idea of the willingness for us to cut corners here. Because if you do have people who are away from home, be it for work or other reasons, travel otherwise, then it becomes very easy to try and cut corners and say, oh, look, whilst you're looking after our little pride and joy, you wouldn't mind doing the washing for us at the moment. But they are completely different disciplines.
Yes, that's true, and the qualifications you need to wash the dishes or do the laundry or even cook are completely different than the qualifications you need to raise a proper child, you know. So I am all with the nurseries. They do come in different price ranges and all that, but that's what they are for, to raise a proper child, because the mother and the father or even both have to work, which we all have to do at one point or the other. But let's just be clear about it, what we are doing and how we are raising our children. And again, this lady who is in our house, what is she expected to do, at which level? We might tell her that, okay, 8 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours a day you are raising my child, but for 1 hour, I don't know, you can do the laundry, let's say. But the child will always be a priority. And if a mother comes home and the laundry is not done, then she cannot be upset with the lady, with the caregiver, because a child is a priority and child has different needs. He doesn't work on a clock, you know. Mm. 4 hours is not 4 hours.
Good point, Mariana. Thank you so much indeed for sharing that with us today. That was Mariana joining us live on the line. You can do exactly the same. The lines are live, 0487155500. Let's get to more of your comments. Lida's been in touch with us, texting on 4001, saying, childhood experts agree that attending a high-quality nursery programme prepares all children for kindergarten and beyond. But finding the best option for your child takes time and research.
And we've got an opposing opinion here from Loida. Most people get live-in nannies. The daycare industry is not that good, minus a few exceptions. Nannies are also hit and miss, but you can find a good one from an agency.
This one's come through from Nadia, who's been in touch, saying, I pay an annual fee of 26,000 dirhams for my daughter's nursery education, while my older son's school fee at Dubai, one of Dubai's public schools, is only 9,300. She spends only a few hours there, while he spends an entire day in the school. Does that ring true with you?
We've also got Jerry, who said, I absolutely agree with Mariana. So many people put a uniform on an unqualified young person and call her a nanny. That is so naive, Jerry.
Linda says, since my husband and I work long hours, we decided to send our daughter to a nursery, and it has worked out perfectly for us. She is a lot more interactive and has started speaking well. I doubt she would have turned out so well if we had left her at home with a nanny. And Sheila's also been in touch. Say most kids are not properly potty trained, and the nursery will have to hire extra help to tackle problems like this. Also, they invest a lot of care and effort into taking care of each child. It's a lot of work, hence the fees are worth it. Thanks, Sheila, for that one.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.